Welcome to a Petri Dish update. I'm Bonnie Petrie. On June 9th, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. fired all 17 members of the CDC's Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices, saying the board has lost public trust and that this is the only way to restore it. The reaction from public health experts across the country was immediate, and for many, that reaction was outrage and concern over what this might signal about the future of public health in the United States. Is the community immunity against vaccine-preventable childhood diseases that we've developed over decades about to disappear? Well, I spoke with Rekha Lakshmanan, Chief Strategy Officer for the Immunization Partnership, about this. So first, Rekha, what does the Immunization Partnership do?
We are an education and advocacy organization. We educate the public about the importance of vaccinations or immunizations. And we also advocate for reasonable, sound vaccine policies at the state legislature to ensure people have easy access to vaccines.
Okay, let's talk about the advisory board, ACIP, A-C-I-P. How important is it to the work that you do?
So, you know, the ACIP the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is a group of immunization and healthcare experts who determines vaccine recommendations for the general population. And so their role in terms of assessing what is happening nationally related to preventable infectious diseases and looking at the efficacy studies of vaccines as well as the safety studies of vaccines is extremely important to the work that the Immunization Partnership and other organizations do to make sure that both healthcare providers have the right sound information related to vaccines as they are educating parents and patients about the importance of getting vaccinated, but then also for the general public in terms of the scientific information that helps determine what vaccines ultimately become a public recommendation.
So this board and its recommendations are pretty influential.
Yeah. So, you know, some may be thinking, well, what's the big deal? You know, there's a change in the committee, and how does that impact me? And, you know, changes to ACIP can affect whether or not or how insurance companies cover vaccines. Changes to ACIP can affect whether or not, vulnerable children who do not have insurance have access to vaccines. We could potentially see cherry picking of, some vaccines on the immunization schedule and some vaccines not on the immunization schedule. And, another concern we have is with the destabilization of ACIP, how are the states going to respond? And are we going to see a continued gap grow between our states when it comes to who are vaccinated, who are not vaccinated, who has access to vaccines and who don't have access to vaccines?
It's interesting because I've been following this for 20 years or so. My daughter is 20 years old. So this anti-vaccine movement started to gather steam with Kennedy right up at the front about 20 years ago. And many, including Kennedy, have said that this movement is all about choice, that they're not trying to take vaccines away from anyone. But it kind of seems that that's exactly what's at stake here.
Yes. There's been this movement for the past few years about choice, vaccine choice. But what we're actually starting to see is my choice, my desire to be vaccinated, being compromised and taken away. Because again, if we see, changes to the immunization schedule, what we've seen with ACIP, that can affect what vaccines do or are available to the public. And, for myself personally, I want to get my yearly flu shot. When the time comes, I want to get my shingles shot. But with these recommendations or lack of recommendations, that could impede my ability And my freedom to choose to be vaccinated. And I think that is sort of what we've been seeing over the years. It's this, on one side, people talk about choice, but at the end of the day, I believe the goal is to push immunizations completely into the shadows and marginalize it. And I think that is what we're seeing happen slowly but surely with these changes that are coming down at the federal level.
Kennedy said that he had to do this, right? That the board was hopelessly compromised, he said, by conflicts of interest, a claim that NPR chased out a couple of months ago and found to be false. But Kennedy stands by it, and he says it was necessary to just clean house to restore public trust. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think, it's a red herring. There has always been rigor. There has always been a intensive vetting process for ACIP members before they are put on the committee. And yet, the secretary, has essentially, destabilized and overthrown the country's vaccination program by doing this. And our worry is that it will lead to the sacrificing of children's health for the sake of reinforcing and nurturing, frankly, off-the-wall theories that he has. And we're also concerned that whoever he does go and appoint is it people who are going to echo his anti-vaccination beliefs and rhetoric that is ultimately going to put our country's health at risk.
It's taken decades to build this vaccine infrastructure, a system that helped eliminate smallpox, put diseases like polio, and for a long time, measles in the rear view, and drastically reduce childhood illness and death. And if what you've said here is true, it's being dismantled, intentionally. How does it feel to witness this?
It is gut-wrenching. It is just truly heartbreaking to see what once was the crown jewel in terms of global health. I mean, other countries used to look, to the US for guidance and for advice and for support and for ideas. And seeing our immunization program, being dismantled brick by brick is truly disheartening because at the end of the day, what that means is that more children are going to fall ill, more children are going to be hospitalized, and worse, more children are going to die. And we always focus on children because we want to make sure that kiddos are vaccinated before they get potentially exposed to a disease. But there are also millions of adults out there who cannot be vaccinated because they're immune compromised, they're undergoing cancer, immunotherapies or chemotherapy for cancer, excuse me. And yet, their immune systems have been stripped. And so they rely on others to keep them safe and protected. And so it just really is sad to see the decades of advancement our country has achieved by having a strong immunization program just get swept up in a cloud of deceptive information and disinformation and conspiracy theories that puts all of us at harm's way.
Thank you, Rekha Lakshmanan, Chief Strategy Officer at the Immunization Partnership in Texas. Now, since I spoke with Rekha, Kennedy appointed 8 people to replace the 17 he purged. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is the largest professional association of pediatricians in the U.S., the new advisors represent a, quote, radical departure from the committee's mission. The new board meets next week, so we'll see. I'll let you know. Thank you for listening to this Petri Dish update. I'm Bonnie Petri. Talk to you soon.
Support for Petri Dish is made possible by UT Health San Antonio, committed to transforming the health of the community through a team that tackles problems from every angle, doing everything it takes to bring each patient the best possible outcomes. From teaching tomorrow's healthcare leaders to translating research into new treatments, UT Health San Antonio strives to make lives better. Learn more at everythingittakes.org. Support for TPR comes from the University of Texas at San Antonio's Brain Health Consortium, a pioneering research hub advancing neuroscience, neuroengineering, precision medicine, and more. Learn more at utsa.edu/bhc.